I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I have so much audio I didn't get yet. I should have gotten to that, and I have too much stuff for you. We still have to talk about NASCAR sucking it up. The women's soccer team, we'll get to that in a minute. The Navy's deploying a huckster out there. I should lead with this, though. Something pretty important that just happened here during the break. I love pistachios, and I went and got some of the chili roasted ones that are already peeled for you. Not to brag, basically I'm an Egyptian pharaoh, but they peel my pistachios for me and they package them for me, and you can buy them in the gas station. And I went and offered some to Jewish producer Chris and Michael. They both refused free pistachios. Now, Chris, you of all people should accept free. That's really what threw me off. What, Chris? They heat too much for you? Pistachios do not suck. It's one of the top nuts. Other than cashews, is there a superior nut to the pistachios? Don't try to sell me on peanuts or walnuts. And anyway, so what, Chris? Honey roasted peanuts. Oh, you mean if you take some nuts and you roast them in glorious honey, they taste good? I'm not saying peanuts are gross, but don't honey roast something and then tell me it's good. I know you can get honey roasted cashews, but you know what the cashew doesn't need? Honey. It doesn't need any honey at all because the cashew stands on his own 2 feet. Now, that being said, peanut butter is the greatest thing in the world. It's better than chocolate. It's better than marshmallow cream. Just give me all the peanut butter in the world. Anyway, I do on occasion get a nut caught in my throat when I eat nuts before a segment, so who knows whether that's going to happen again. Let's dig through some of this audio. First, let's talk about sports, though, and entertainment and whatnot. Remember, as we've said before, entertainment is something the right has ignored and, frankly, scoffed at for ages. And I have, too. When I say that, I'm not pointing fingers. You big dummies weren't taking this seriously. I'm sure it was a million times the Oscars were on and some actor got up and started ranting and raving about some loony left-wing thing. And I'm sure I went to friends and family that day and said to them, no one cares what some dumb actress thinks. But that's not true. People care. It matters to a lot of people. Taylor Swift. I honestly don't think I could name a single Taylor Swift song. I'm 42 going on 90. I don't listen to any pop music. However, I am also aware that that is an incredibly popular human being with millions of people who listen when she talks. So when Taylor Swift has an opinion on something, I may not want it to matter because it's probably a stupid opinion, but it very much does matter. We have to be honest always with ourselves, and we've lied to ourselves about entertainment for ages. No one cares what the quarterback thinks. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Which brings me to the latest news about women's soccer. Now, you don't care about women's soccer, and I don't care about women's soccer. My goodness, no one cares about women's soccer. It's women's sports. But we did admire it, and here's why. Just because you don't watch women's sports, and I don't watch women's sports, doesn't mean we don't root for them. Women's sports are awesome. It's awesome for women. It's encouraging. Encourages hard work, teamwork. It's really, really good. My wife's an athlete. You know that. An elite athlete. It's really, really good. That's a good thing. You may not have shown up at her gymnastics meets like I had to, but it's still, it's a good thing she did it. And when the women's soccer team initially started winning, they really became this America's sweetheart thing. Now, no one still watched the games, but they became America's sweetheart. A bunch of young, pretty girls winning championships for America. They seemed so innocent and wonderful. We always root for our young athletes when they're over there. And everyone was all, yeah, that's awesome. That's incredible. And then something happened. Megan Rapinoe happened. She's one of the players on the team. During the riots for St. George Floyd, may he rest in peace, she decided to start kneeling for the flag like the NFL players were doing. Soon after, player after player after player of our women's soccer team, America's women's soccer team, would routinely take a steaming dump on the flag as they competed with other nations worldwide. They talk about, this is Megan Rapinoe on CNN, this is from 2019, talking about how proud she was of that.
Is there a memory that stands out to you right now in this moment? Probably.
I played the wrong one.
The moments kneeling were difficult for you.
Yeah, it was.
Reaction or?
A little bit, yeah. Obviously knowing, you know, especially after the first time that I did it, knowing how angry people were. But it also, it was difficult and heavy, but I had this immense sense of pride and responsibility in.
Took a dump on our country, talked about what a sense of pride she had for it. Then she just blew it for the World Cup team. They got booted because she missed the penalty kick. And this is what she had to say as her team lost and America was embarrassed on the world stage.
Is there a memory that stands out to you right now in this moment? Probably equal pay chance after the final.
Equal pay chance. Remember, the women have been lobbying forever to get paid equal to the men, even though they don't bring in near the money the men do. So combine this with the latest NASCAR news. NASCAR suspended a driver, Noah Gragson's his name. The guy liked a meme on Instagram. They made fun of George Floyd. That's all he did. And NASCAR axed him. But why? What happened to our sports world? Why are they like this now? Remember, their great victory is grabbing institutions, not individuals, institutions. In the institutions of entertainment now in this country, all the incentives are, all of them are, to become a left-wing activist. The consumers, you and me, we will reward right-wing activism or even anything that halfway smells like right-wing activism. God and country, we are so desperate for that that we'll go out and buy their jersey. Oh my gosh, yes, finally someone who just loves America. So the consumer is still a supporter of God and country and that kind of stuff. But because our economy has shifted in a way I'm about to describe, it's screwed up the incentives. The economy has shifted into a hugely corporatist country. A corporatist country. Now, what is that? Because I don't hate corporations. I work for one. I'm talking to you on a Premier Networks microphone right now. Big corporation. They're underneath iHeart. I work for iHeart. That's as big as it gets. But here's what's happened with the corporate world. Instead of it being freewheeling, free market capitalism, this goes back to our looting the treasury thing, the major corporations of this world figured out that if they just aligned themselves and began working with financial institutions, politicians, and others, that what they can do, well, they can do the ultimate thing. They can freeze out the need for you, for me, for the consumer. If there's enough corporate support for your crazy left-wing stances you take, then you don't have to stress about Consumer Report. support. I'm sorry. These Disney movies. Have you seen what the Disney movies are doing? My kid, my oldest kid, James, was telling me about it today, about all the billions they've lost and lost on this and lost on that. They could keep putting out these garbage, woke, left-wing crap movies, and nobody goes to see them, and they haven't slowed down even a tiny bit. Not a bit. If anything, they're pressing the gas. Movie after movie after movie. Billion after billion after billion after billion lost. And they don't slow down. Why? Because the incentive structure has been set up in this country where the major corporations work with the major financial institutions who work with the government, who work directly with, they all work together now. That what they've done is they've cut out the need for you. And so women's soccer was never that popular, but however popular it was, that fell off a map when they started crapping on the flag. They haven't missed a beat. Keep going. NASCAR went all in with all that Black Lives Matter crap. Then they moved right on to the LGBTQ crap. Now they're suspending drivers for liking a funny meme on Instagram. Gone like that. They've eliminated the need for you. That's what gets it frustrating. Now it's all about each other, working with each other. All right, I have great audio, including the Rear Admiral. Before we get to that, do you know what I just got? You know what I got during that segment? Not making this up. Look at this, Chris. You see this? This is the wife curled up on the couch with the dog, Fred. Fred is not allowed on the couch, but she does these things when I'm at work and can't put a stop to it. And of course, the big fluffy idiot is just laid there, just all curled up with her. Anyway, I'm mad, but I do hope that lasts forever. It won't. I know one day we'll lose him, and that's sad, but I know one day we will. I would like to prolong that day. So I give Fred rough greens. I know when I give Fred the natural nutritional supplement, rough greens, pour it on his food, I know that I'm making those days last longer. That's why I do it. You have a free bag coming your way. You just pay the shipping, by the way. Call 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Chris, do you have that audio again of that Gold Star mother? It's from today. It's hard to hear, but again, I think these families deserve to have their voices heard. This is Joe Biden. I don't think we're ever going to be best buds, obviously. And that's probably the case with most Democrats. But man alive, setting all that aside, shouldn't there be something human inside of you when you meet a mother who just lost her baby boy? And this is her describing how that meeting went right after she lost her son.
When Joe Biden, our elected president, entered the room, when he approached me, his words to me were, my wife Jill and I know how you feel. We lost our son as well and brought him home in a fog-draped coffin. My heart started beating faster and I started shaking knowing that their son died from cancer and they were able to be by his side. Also wondering how someone could be so heartless to say he knew how I felt a little over 24 hours and learning of my son's death. After this encounter, I have never had any personal correspondence, nor has my son been honored or his name spoken by this commander-in-chief or his administration.
You know, we still have catastrophically wounded veterans from that. And did you know that Joe Biden has not visited or even called them in the hospital? Has not visited or even called them. The dude really is a soulless monster. The system sold him to you. Well, I know you didn't buy it, but the system sold him to you, tried to sell him to all of us as this kindly old gentleman that will just return things to normal once we get rid of that big, meanie, McMean-faced Trump. But Joe Biden is a freaking monster. A monster deep down inside. He is. He really is. I know he's in between forgetting his name, that we all lose sight of the fact that, yes, he has dementia, but monsters get dementia too. Speaking of monsters, speaking of people who just can't seem to say the right thing, it's amazing about the communist, how he sees himself. I was having a conversation with my buddy Dave Raboy once, and we were discussing, who are we discussing? Taylor Lorenz. Taylor Lorenz is her name. You don't know who that is. She's some nutball, quote, reporter. She's just a complete communist activist. A communist activist who will do things like, she'll dox your location if you're anonymous. If you're an anonymous person online and you say something right-wing she doesn't like, she'll find a way to expose your real name and address. That type of person. And Dave and I were having this discussion on that human being's mental makeup. And I'll never forget what Dave said, because it was so true. I said something about journalism or journalists. I'm sure I was insulted in the profession like I always do. And Dave says to me, he says, she doesn't see herself as a journalist. She sees herself as a soldier. She's a soldier for the cause. And it's so true. Communist after communist after communist, you listen to the language they use. Listen to not how they describe other things. Listen to how they describe themselves and the cause. Listen to the Rear Admiral Pete Buttigieg, Transportation Secretary.
There is nothing like the pride that you can take, whether it's as an involved citizen, an elected leader, or an employee of a Department of Transportation. And by the way, life-saving work. You know, you save 5 lives on a hilltop in a war zone, and you'll rightly get a medal. You could save dozens of lives at a risky intersection by a better design.
Why hasn't anyone given Pete a medal? Why hasn't anyone tracked him down on his little bicycle, ding, ding, and said, hey, Pete, thanks for all those lives you saved as transportation secretary. Good grief. But you hear it, don't you? How they see themselves. Gosh. Hey, Jesse, did you ride a camel on your Israel trip? You're the man. Love the show. Thanks for your wisdom. His name is Tom. I did. Chris, did you ride a camel? Didn't ride a camel? Michael, did you ride a camel? No camels, huh? So I'm the only one on this show that had the guts to get on a camel? Don't play stupid. Yes, I just went around the parking lot. I'm not a Bedouin. Don't dismiss me with the hand waves. I rode the camel. Neither of you rode the camel. Neither of you did anything. Oh, it didn't cost a dime. That dude, are you kidding me? Did you see that guy? It costs like half a penny to get on the... What do you think you are? At some state park in New York somewhere? That guy didn't have 2 nickels to rub together. You could have given him some Chiclets gum or something and he'd have let you ride that daggone camel. It costs virtually nothing. Don't claim costs to me. They didn't. Chris and Michael chickened out on the camel. Can you believe that? You can see it on their faces now. The guilt. The shame. You remember that guy on Saving Private Ryan? When he's supposed to be charging up the stairs to save his buddy at the end? I think his name was Opperman. Instead, he was sitting there like a coward on the stairwell crying as his buddy died in the room next door. And you could see when it was over, the shame on his face and his cowardice. That's the same look I see right now on Chris's face and Michael's face. They can't do it. They can't live with themselves knowing that me, Camel Jesse, pulled off what they could not do just around the parking lot. There was all kinds of hazards in that parking lot. If it wasn't for my natural skills on horseback, who knows what would have happened? I might not be here today. And special shout out to that Bedouin for making the camel kneel down when I wanted to get off him, too. That was actually a nice little perk of that whole thing. We're not done yet. Hang on.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. Both Nate and I are journalists who moonlight as poker players. We've both won, and I have to say lost, hundreds of thousands of dollars playing poker. And poker is a lens that we're going to use to approach this entire show, because poker isn't just about playing cards. It's actually about how to make good decisions. It's an entire framework for thinking about the world.
In addition to poker, we'll be talking about the wide world of gambling, so sports betting, for example, plus the news, politics, it is an election year, and personal decisions, too.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
Tune into Risky Business every Thursday.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show with me, Camel Master Jesse. For those asking, I will be providing any tips you may need for riding a camel in the future. No, in all seriousness, I will tell you this, though. Man alive, no wonder America advanced so far past the people in that part of the world. Horses are way more pleasant to ride than camels. That was so awkward. It's not that they're tall. There was no comfortable way to sit in. Maybe I'm just, because I grew up, you know, I grew up in Montana, so we'd ride horses. If we were elk hunting somewhere up in the mountains, you'd pack some horses and pack some mules, and you'd get on a horseback, and you'd ride up into the mountains. And so I'm used to horses. Camel was not like that at all. You can't get your butt comfortable. You're all kind of out of balance there. If it wasn't for my superior skills, I don't know if I would have made it. I seriously don't know if I would have made it. Representative Jamie Raskin has long been one of the bigger pieces of trash in Congress. That continues apace.
But as Michael Kinsley once said, the real scandal in Washington is not what's illegal, it's what's legal. Should there be a code of conduct, something for family members here? Because the appearance of what Hunter Biden did is not good.
Yeah, I mean, we know that there is a lot of, influence in Washington that's based on people's family connections.
Last
and
names
ties.
Matter a lot on K Street.
I love how they just admit it now. Joe Biden repeatedly during the campaign said that he knew nothing about his son's business. He wasn't involved in his son's business. He actually said at one point in time, his son didn't do business in China. We know now for a 100% fact, those were all lies. Joe is involved. We have actual evidence, physical evidence. We know he's involved. We have the emails. We have the witnesses. If this was a court of law, he would be convicted in about 5 minutes. We know these things for a fact. And now they're simply going with the, well, that's kind of what happens around here. That's the bad news. I have some good news. You want some good news? Dan Bishop. You probably don't know him. Most people don't know him. He's a congressman in North Carolina. Dan Bishop is going to quit Congress. Now, that's bad. We would rather have him in Congress. But he's going to quit Congress, and he's going to run for AG of North Carolina. How many times have you heard me speak up for a candidate on this show loudly? Oh, my goodness. We all need to get behind Dan Bishop. Dan Bishop out here speaking like every AG in the country should.
I'm Congressman Dan Bishop. I'm launching my campaign for Attorney General of North Carolina. It's simple. We're done with attorneys general who pick and choose which laws to enforce and substitute their progressive ideology for our Constitution, especially with respect to elections. North Carolinians deserve a constitutional conservative who will enforce our laws consistently and protect our rights and freedoms. As your Attorney General, I will always work to punish crime and keep the law-abiding safe and free. I'll take on anyone, including the federal government, who threatens the God-given rights and freedoms guaranteed to you in our Constitution.
I will take on anyone, including the federal government. Dan Bishop, to this day, of all the elected officials I interview, I do more interviews on TV than I do on radio. Remember, my TV show's on the First TV every night, 9 p.m. Eastern time. You can download the app if you want to watch it. You can watch it on DirecTV. It's on Pluto. It's on all these different things. With my TV show, I do more TV interviews. I don't hardly do any here. He's the only person, senators, congressmen, I've interviewed tons of them. The only one I've ever interviewed who said to me on the air, Jesse, there shouldn't even be a D.C. field office for the FBI. It should be broken up into 1,000 pieces and scattered across the country. Nobody speaks like that. I am a Dan Bishop fan, and that's friggin' awesome. And I'm an Al Sharpton fan.
What side are you on? Are you on the side of America and what it conceptually stands for, or are you on the side of King George or the Confederates? That's where I would cast Donald Trump.
King George or the Confederates? And I've got to say something. I don't think there are a bunch of Americans these days who are big King George fans. But is there anybody out there hoarding animosity, hanging on to animosity for King George? It seems like that was quite some time ago. George, I want you to know wherever you are, I've let it go, buddy.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
All right, let's talk about something serious. I do not like when people are taken advantage of. It has always bothered me. I don't know what this is, probably something from my childhood, but you know, the kid who picks on the disabled kid in school, we're going to fight. That's the way it is. It's part of the reason I hate most politicians. They lie all the time to enrich and empower themselves. I do not like hucksters. And I do not like hucksters who take advantage of people who are desperate. Right now, the right, we are desperate. I fully admit that. We are. We are desperate. We need a way out of this jam. We're looking for some people who will actually fight for us. Now, recently, I have been more and more vocal about my criticism for this Vivek Ramaswamy guy. Why? Well, I'm going to read you a statement here. Juneteenth. That was, you know, back in June, obviously. That was back in Juneteenth. This is a direct quote from him about Juneteenth. Quote, we don't just look back and flog ourselves. What we celebrate is how far we've come. As a first-generation American myself, you better believe I'm proud of it. Happy Juneteenth, everybody. Then, Saturday, he got up in front of a crowd. And gosh, I feel like June was just like a couple months ago here. But on Saturday, he got up in front of a crowd and he had this to say. Cancel Juneteenth or one of the other useless holidays we made up. Can you smell the huckster? Tell me you can smell the used car salesman. Look, you got to be able to smell it. If someone's out there saying all the things you once said, and that's great, that's a good thing, don't you think we should probably verify that's how he actually feels about all these things? This is not a human being who's been in hiding. You don't need me to bring this stuff to your attention. This information is readily available out there. Readily available out there. Back in his book in 2022, again, that's last year, 2022, Trump objected to the election. The election wasn't stolen, written down in his book. All of a sudden, Trump gets indicted in D.C. This election was stolen. Stand with Donald Trump. It's time to be aware of the people saying things our itching ears want to hear. And as we move forward as revolutionaries, these people are going to pop up more and more and more. And they're going to pop up more and more and more because, well, there's a market for it. Because the people in have disappointed us so much, we are going to be so much more susceptible now moving forward to someone who finally sounds like you, finally sounds like me, finally saying the things we always say. And it's not like I don't want them to say that. But man, when you just started saying any of these things, did you say any of these things even last year? Any of them? Any of them? None? Oh. Well, it appears maybe that something else is going on here then, huh? All right. All right. Get to a couple emails. Then we'll get to... Chris, is there only one segment left? Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, I guess we've got to do headlines I didn't get to. And let's just say I didn't get to a lot of them. We got a few of those. But let's first put our money where our morals are. Got an email right here. Jesse. I did what any good anti-communist would do. I put down my Bud Light that I drank for 10 years and picked up Lone Star after the tranny stuff. And Anheuser-Busch, InBev, essentially, reported earnings this week that weren't good. I'm just here asking for a victory lap for all the anti-communists that stuck to the boycott, which really wasn't hard once you pop the top of another beer. We put our money where our morals are. We can finally make a difference with all the corporate filth out there. Where do you have your cell phone? You gave up Bud Light. Did you give up Verizon? Did you give up AT&T? Did you give up T-Mobile? It takes 10 minutes. I know it's easy to give up Bud Light because you have other beer options. Man, you have Pure Talk right there to take over your phone service. Same 5G network. CEO is a veteran, saving you a fortune in 10 minutes on the phone. Pick up your phone. Dial #250-SAY-JESSE-KELLY. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. #250-SAY-JESSE-KELLY.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. But not to worry. We will be right back here tomorrow entertaining the masses. And then the day after that and the day after that. I just can't believe how world famous we are. And at what, Chris? I can't believe what a great show this is every single day. It's just super professional. All right, quit. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let's get to this email. Handsome, wise, best-selling Mr. Kelly. I like this guy. I haven't had the pleasure of working in the RV sales field, but I'm currently in auto sales. I recently became aware that all three major brands share one contract with the UAW unions. That's United Auto Workers, by the way. This current contract ends this month. My understanding is these workers are mad about the new movement towards electric vehicles, as most batteries for these vehicles are contracted out of house. Today, the union leaders announced a 40% increase to wages across the board. Ooh, do you think this could be orchestrated to topple an already fragile supply chain? Good Lord, 40%? Your thoughts. That's what he says. Here's what I know. In the past, the various, quote, communist groups come home when it's time to come home. They're on the right side when it's time to come in. They'll all grab for the table scraps and get as much as they can, but they don't stay outside of the party forever. Eventually, they come home. Auto workers union, the UAW, has been one of these unions traditionally. Where, not necessarily the rank and file workers, but the top, they're all going to come home eventually. We'll negotiate, we'll strike, we'll do this, we'll maybe even say something about the electric vehicle stuff, but in the end, we'll come home. You mentioned this 40% increase in wages and stuff like that. Oh my goodness, I can't even imagine what that would do to the price of cars, but setting that aside for a moment, here's something that's a guarantee. It's a guarantee. Eventually, the communists are going to be at each other's throats because it is a religion of destruction and domination, but very few of them actually realize that. They have grievances, or you have allies, or you have beliefs about this. I'm just a progressive. I'm this. You don't understand you're part of a demonic death cult called communism. You don't understand that. Imagine waking up one day and figuring out, imagine this. Imagine going to your job every day. Let's say you're like this guy, you're in auto sales. You're just in there auto sales every single day, selling cars, having team meetings. Woohoo! Good sales month this month, guys. Great work. Let's go get a beer. And then imagine this. Imagine you work for this company for 10 years. You've got a retirement account going. You're doing well. And then one day you show up to work and it's surrounded by cop cars. You walk in and there are all these people you know, all your bosses, all these people you know are being hauled out of there in handcuffs. And you find out later on that for 10 years, you've been part of a human trafficking operation where they've been moving child slaves through the back of the car shop. And you've been part of it. That's what's coming in the future for these various communist groups. The most short-term thinking, self-defeating thing in the world is anybody involved in a blue-collar union, I'm talking American Jobs, Pipe Fitters, UAW, whatever it is, these real good dudes who vote Democrat. And I know all kinds of these people because I grew up in the Rust Belt. Not, people who you and I would get along with, who share our values, they just vote Democrat. I always voted Democrat. I'm in a union. I've always voted Democrat. If you're still voting Democrat and you work with your hands, you're an idiot. These people hate you. They are trying to destroy everything you have. Now, my point with all this was, at some point, you talk about the UAW or this union, at some point, you're going to get to a place where the situation's going to come to a head, where you find out, wait a minute, there aren't table scraps for me. In fact, it seems like this is a human trafficking operation. Wait, you're trying to destroy the auto industry? The various communist groups, whether it be Black Lives Matter or the feminists or the LGBTQ demon mob or whoever it is, they're all going to wake up one day and realize it. Now, that's generally too late, but they will. Now, before we do headlines, let's do this really quickly. I need $28. No, I'm not going to go buy another brisket. I swear. I will not buy a brisket with your $28. We need to buy a life. We have to save a life. That's what preborn does with your $28. Abortion is despicable. It's awful. An innocent, defenseless baby taken out of this world. The mothers, they don't know or they haven't accepted that that's a baby. They've been lied to by everyone in their lives. It's a clump of cells. You got to get rid of it. It's going to ruin your life. It's nothing. Just flush it down the toilet. And so when they start seeking out an abortion, preborn will find them and say, hey, young lady, how about a free ultrasound? Totally free of charge. When she hears the ultrasound, when she hears the heartbeat, she chooses life almost every time. Preborn's the one that gives her that ultrasound, but you're the one who makes it possible with your $28. Go to preborn.com/Jesse and give your $28 today. Preborn.com/Jesse. All right?
And now...
here's a headline.
By the, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
U.S. deploys fleet of destroyers to Alaska to monitor unprecedented Russian, Chinese naval patrol. Who's that crazy wingnut on the radio who's been warning everybody for a couple years now that future wars, as our military degrades, will come home? They will come home. Something to keep in mind. Chicago mayor-elect talks about combating rising crime levels by investing in education. Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh. I'm excited. This is how the people of Chicago want to live. And I am really excited for them to experience all the joys of communism. Bill Barr explains why he did not appoint special counsel in Hunter Biden probe. Well, we know why he didn't appoint a special counsel. He's on TV right now. He's on TV right now, trashing Trump every single day because all the incentives in our society lean left. All the incentives are to go left or at least play nice or as nice as you can with the communists. And so that's why he did it. If he was ever actually interested in fighting for the country, in justice, in righting wrongs, he would have appointed a special counsel. Instead, he chickened out and then did it behind the ultimate Republican cover about wanting to do things the right way, just like the rest of the low-T GOP. Biden White House threatens reporters with expulsion if they continue to interrupt press briefings. I actually love this. I hate Joe Biden, but I love this. Because the only thing I hate more than Joe Biden is reporters and all these people in that room who try to interrupt and ask tough questions now. None of them could be bothered to ask a single tough question when it mattered during the election. So the more he treats them like crap, the happier I am. So there, on that sunny note, put a smile on your face because we're back again tomorrow, all right? That's all.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.